Hey everyone, welcome back to Dopamine Damage Control. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and let's be real, sometimes life feels like one giant roller coaster of cravings. We're constantly bombarded with things that trigger our dopamine, that feel-good chemical that keeps us coming back for more. Social media, junk food, video games, they all whisper sweet nothings to our brains, promising instant gratification. But here's the catch. Those quick hits often leave us feeling emptied and craving even more. It's like a vicious cycle, right? Today, we're diving deep into understanding your triggers, those sneaky little things that set off your cravings and pull you back down the rabbit hole of addiction. Ever feel like you're on autopilot when it comes to certain behaviors? You know that feeling when you scroll through social media for hours even though you have a million other things to do? Or when you reach for that bag of chips despite knowing you've already eaten enough? That, my friends, is your trigger pulling the strings. So, how do we break free from this dopamine roller coaster? Let's unpack 5 key takeaways that will help you gain control and reclaim your focus. 1. Awareness is your superpower. The first step to mastering your triggers is becoming aware of them. Pay attention to what situations, emotions, or even times of day make you crave certain things. Keep a journal, track your habits, and notice the patterns that emerge. It's like detective work, but instead of solving a crime, you're uncovering the secrets behind your own behavior. 2. Identify your emotional triggers. Often, our cravings aren't just about the object itself, it's about what we're trying to avoid feeling. Are you using social media to escape boredom or loneliness? Is that bag of chips actually masking feelings of stress or anxiety? Recognizing these emotional triggers can help you address the root cause instead of just treating the symptom. 3. Develop coping mechanisms. Think of coping mechanisms as your trusty weapons against those pesky triggers. When you feel a craving coming on, try substituting it with a healthier alternative. Instead of scrolling through Instagram, take a walk in nature or call a friend. Swap out that bag of chips for a piece of fruit and a glass of water. 4. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is all about being present in the moment and observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. It's like taking a mental pause button and stepping back from the automatic responses that often lead to unhealthy habits. Try incorporating mindfulness exercises into your daily routine, like meditation or deep breathing. You'll be amazed at how much calmer and more centered you feel. 5. Be kind to yourself. Remember, this is a journey, not a sprint. There will be setbacks and moments when you slip up. That's okay. Don't beat yourself up over it. Just acknowledge the misstep, learn from it, and keep moving forward. You're capable of making positive changes, trust me on this one. Okay, let's bring this home with a real-world example. Imagine you're sitting at your desk, staring at your computer screen after a long day. You feel overwhelmed, stressed, and totally drained. Suddenly, you find yourself scrolling through social media, checking updates, and liking posts, anything to distract yourself from the mountain of work that still needs to be done. Sound familiar? That's your trigger in action. You're trying to escape those uncomfortable feelings by seeking instant gratification on social media. But here's the thing. Scrolling through endless feeds isn't going to magically solve your problems. In fact, it often makes you feel even worse. So what can you do? Take a deep breath, acknowledge that trigger, and try one of those coping mechanisms we talked about. Maybe step away from the computer for a few minutes, go for a quick walk, or listen to your favorite song. By consciously choosing different actions, you can start breaking free from that unhealthy cycle. Remember, understanding your triggers is the key to regaining control of your life. It's about making conscious choices and developing healthy habits that support your well-being. So take action today, start paying attention, identify those triggers, and build a toolbox of coping mechanisms that work for you. You've got this. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from these insights. Let's spread the word about dopamine damage control. And be sure to leave a review if you enjoyed the show, it really helps us out. Until next time, keep your dopamine in check and stay focused on what truly matters.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.